The two candidates taking the stage at the homestead, from behind a deep blue curtain, realize that most voters have been paying them no attention, as in that scene from The Wizard of Oz. And each man tried at times to expose his opponent as something of a fraud. McAuliffe accused Cuccinelli of breaking previous campaign promises.
You are the true Trojan horse of Virginia politics. You come in pretending to be one thing, and you really are something else.
Cuccinelli said McAuliffe doesn't really care about ordinary folks.
The only person who has abandoned or driven business out of Virginia is you. It's you, Terry. It certainly isn't me. So instead of putting Virginians first, you put Terry first.
Both men also stuck to the scripts they've been using for the past few months. McAuliffe brought up Cuccinelli's support for restrictions on abortion and gay rights.
He can stand up here and talk about jobs and transportation. He's done nothing but hurt jobs and try and stop transportation, and has led with a social ideological agenda against women's health, against gay Virginians and others.
Cuccinelli said thousands, if not millions, of Virginians, including Democrats and independents, support his views on abortion and traditional marriage.
Terry isn't about principles or good policy. He's about deals, influence-peddling deals that favor industries of his choice and his supporters.
One of those deals Cuccinelli brought up was McAuliffe's effort to get an electric car plant built in Martinsville. It ended up in Mississippi.
Look, I've been putting Virginians first my entire adult lifetime. Okay, so you pick Mississippi. So run for governor in Mississippi.
Yeah.
This shows Terry's jobs plan, too. His favored industries are going to get your tax money.
McAuliffe says businesses have to do what's best for them and their shareholders.
But you can't chase every deal. Deals have to make sense for both sides. And as governor, I want it where it works out for both sides.
Can we get the cameras in?
Yeah, get real media in here.
But as personal as the attacks were, it was only a couple of reporters who almost came to blows.
Hey, get security.
As they pressed Cuccinelli on his dealings with businessman Johnny Williams. McAuliffe had said that a prosecutor's investigation into how Cuccinelli handled gifts from Williams and purchases of stock in his company should have been prosecuted. As Cuccinelli pointed out, that wasn't accurate.
He didn't call for my prosecution. I mean, that was outrageous. The whole point of it was he said there shouldn't be one. It was quite the opposite.
Even so, McAuliffe said, the report still raises some troubling issues.
When it got over the limit, he said he didn't know it had gone over the limit. So there are parts of the stock purchases he did not list. He did not list the gifts. I mean, this has been pretty well documented.
Both did say they would support tighter financial disclosure rules for public officials. Though the two sides are still negotiating the details, at least two more debates are likely, as Ken Cuccinelli and Terry McAuliffe follow that yellow brick road to Richmond. I'm Joe Stanunis.